Welcome everybody back to the short north. Starting again to tell you about the gracious Bo'o Elohim as the Shaman and the Torah. At the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. And according to one shot, it's all untranslated. Always learn that Rashi learned from the beginning of Hashem's creating of the heavens and the earth. Rashi brings Rabbi Yitzchok. Rashi brings Hashem Rabbi Yitzchok. Who is this Rabbi Yitzchok, though? The first Magav asks, who is this Rabbi Yitzchok? We didn't find anywhere in the Gemara the Midrash of this mind that Rashi is going to give. This quote that Rashi is the same Hashem Rabbi Yitzchok. The Midrash in Rashi says, why are Hashem so gracious? You should have started to do with something else, with the first mitzvah. That's the Midrash. So, but why do you mention the name of Yitzchok? Rashi brings, the Tzitzit Chom HaChodesh brings that Rabbi Yitzchok was the father of Rashi. And he wasn't such a great master in Torah. And Rashi wanted to mechabed him, and to mention the beginning of Kibbutz. And he asked his father, he asked him a question about the beginning, and he's writing his name. And his question was, why did Torah come up with Bereishis? This is brought down B'Shem, many Mephronic Sav Yoshon. This is the Chom HaChodesh doesn't like it so much because he thinks Rashi's quality, right? Rashi does put his father at the end of him, and he says it'll be B'Shem, his father was B'Shem Avi Moiri, the Chom HaChodesh, who knew the Hena. Imagine that he wasn't the Glamdin. Anyway, according to the B'Shem Sav Yoshon, Rashi wants to be happy his father. And by throwing off the Torah, Shloimeh ben Yitzchok is Rashi, gives a quote, or at least a question from his father. There's a beautiful concept over here. Tam Agav, to be oimed on. Rashi, the great scholar, the one who we were responsible for all our production, for all our understanding of this, at the time of the Torah, Shem Tav, Tam Babli. Now Rashi felt in the necessity to mechaber his father. He started the whole Torah, his first Jewish on Torah, first Jew to give their cover to his father, and keep it on the aim. And I think there's a deep lesson in this itself to teach us to eat, you know, respect for our parents. And that from the respect of our parents, the top of the Torah is to be in touch with the Jewish mother. And not the same sort of respect for parents. We always say the respect for parents brings us to respect the people we don't know. We venture with them. So it could be that the only thing that's born over here is the spot of Torah. If someone's half of the born Torah is really connected to Torah, it is his Ratan. Torah is the Ratan of Hashem in this world. And therefore, Rashi felt it necessary to start up the Torah. The Ian of keeping up the aim, the son of his father. This is a way, this is a derech, how person connects with the very Olam, and keep it on the aim. And if we want to learn Torah, which is connected with Hashem, we have to become our parents. Also, we have to know how to give proper respect. And this way, we'll come to the same goal of being able to connect with the very Olam, the top of the Torah. But Rashi says that the Torah should not have started off with the union of creation. We should have started off with the first mitzvah of the Chodesh as Elohim. This is also as bad as this, because Torah, the word Torah, as you've seen many times, means L'Hoyra, to teach, to instruct, to give direction. Torah itself is the instruction booklet for a person's survival, happiness, enjoyment, how to live in this world and be successful. God created the world. Anything that's created has a creator. world as we know, we understand it had to be created. We see the trees, we see everything, we understand it was the creator. This is the creator, every creator of anything in the world has a plan, has a tachlit, has a investment in what he wants to accomplish with the creation. And that investment has instructions. How does it success with that investment? So, if God created the world, so he had purpose. And if he has a purpose, what is that purpose that we, who are living in this world, want to know how to fulfill that purpose? That's what the Torah is all about. The way Hashem reveals his desire, his ratzon, his plan, his instructions through the Torah of this Torah, my son. And therefore, the Torah is the most important thing in the world. And therefore, Rashi says, that's the Jewish Torah, what Torah means. Torah means to instruct. So we should go right to the instructions. Why are we starting off the Torah with stories? This is not the time to tell the stories. This is the time to we need the instructions how to live. Adam, we learn from here this big Yisoy. Whatever we need to know what to do, to turn to right, to left, how to function, how to succeed, what to do in life, that's what the third purpose of life. That's what the Torah gives us. Every step of our life. Without the nail of Ragli, the breath of all that he wants to. The nail of Ragli is a candle to weigh my footsteps. The nail of Ragli, the world is connected. That's the life, my path. The small decisions, the Ragli, every step of the way, the small decisions, the big dilemmas in life. The path that you take, the world is equality, and the mouth is past the Torah. The Torah is what gives life. That was the challenge, the Rashi's question. Rashi answered this question. Rashi answered this question by saying that why did we talk to start off with dishes? Was clear, might be digging the arm of the people from Nachas Chaim. But Hashem spoke about his greatness of his creation. He taught in the greatest of creation. He gave it over to his nation in order to teach them. He gave over to his nation this great lesson of creation to reveal to everybody. To give it over the inheritance of the glory. Rashi continues to say, if you don't know who the Torah is, you are robbers. You conquered the land of the seven nations, which is as Israel, and Abraham, Isaac, and Ham. Glory to God's miracle. As the womb of Hashem, who borrowed, he created it, as we learned in the creation, and he gave it to the one he sees. His yasha is straightforward, his erlach in his eyes. His desire, he gave them originally, and he took it away from them, his own desire, and gave it to us. That is the lesson of the whole creation of my salvation. We have two questions. First of all, if that's the lesson, why was it necessary to write the remainder of the whole Sefer Bereishis, all the stories of Noach and Avraham, and everything that continues to be on the page when we don't get to the midst of the Sefer Shmoyim, the Rashi's story. The whole story of creation, okay, Hashem created the world. Why was it necessary to continue that story of creation and all the stories of the Avos and everything that continues? That is something that needs explanation. Secondly, it's an interesting character Rashi's giving. Rashi stands in Kaplan, the whole purpose. Why Hashem taught us about creation, or at least started the Torah, and the Torah had to describe the creation, not for the purpose to know that as the Torah belongs to the Yidden. A very, very important idea. But here we're talking about Torah. And we're talking about Torah. Why was it necessary to know that as the Torah belongs to by yourself? So the Chizkam also asked this question, and he answered on this, but he said that the Eker many of the mitzvahs of the Torah, a lot of the mitzvahs of the Torah, we make it as it's well. And we have only when we conquer as it's well, we have as it's well. And according to some sheets in the Bible, the Ikikim, our mitzvahs are in as it's well. So the land that was set up with the Kedusha. Now we have to mitzvah, obviously, as well has a tremendous Kedusha. The Asher Kedushalim in the times of the mitzvahs are made to be accomplished in its highest form as it's well. Now you're out of commercials for people to come to as it's well. And therefore, the Israel is the homeland, or the land where success and the highest level of Kiyum HaMitzvah is performed. We have to know that this land, which is designated for the accomplishment of the mitzvah, is designated to Klal Yisrael. How do we know that? By knowing the creation with Hashem, we can know it. But I think there's another very, very important thing. This is the tremendous important lesson over here. And this is, we're going to learn later on, Sefer Bereishis, Bas Lech Lecha, we're going to learn the biggest point, that the Inyan of Bris, Mila, was given to Klai and Valadino, promised, Avram was promised, to the source of the Mitzvah of Bris, he was born, and his offspring are on the head of Eretz Yisrael. We have to understand what does Bris have to do with Eretz Yisrael also. We see this Rashi, Rashi's enlightened us to tremendous fascinating insight over here. This answers many of our questions, and that is, that this Yisrael, that we receive, that we get Eretz Yisrael, Rashi is preempted with a condition, a serious condition. Hashem gave over Eretz Yisrael, which is His, which is the main land Hashem created for the purpose of looking at everything that the Gemara says Hashem waters as the first and everything comes back and as was the ikkar of the creation of the world of creation of the world. Everything was in second and in its creation that Hashem was created first and come for Hashem. It's halfless. And the way to cast his soul, the way to show favor in Hashem's architect, his land, the land that he generated for all greatness, is the person is Yosha. He's straightforward, he's airless. Yosha, and it's very interesting to his eyes, some people call him Yisrael, the name Yisrael. The name is Shabbat, that is how Yosha is El, to be straightforward, to be Yashra, and Hashem. And only those who are Yosha, he get it. And that answers the original question, why we don't take the places. We go through all the stories of the others. It's the show. The miracle is there to the traditional favor of Yahshua. The favor of straightforwardness. The favor of Yahshua. Of Godness. Of being Erlich. Of being Emes. Of being not shtick, not a shtick master. Not trying to shtick, but to be truly Erlich with Hashem, our people. And all the religions fall on the stories of the others. How they were completely Erlich, completely Nemon, truthful, Erlich, with all their surroundings, with his father, with everything, with Abraham, family, and that's how he was with everybody, with Ephraim, totally straightforward, even when people tried to trick them, it was totally Erlich. And this was the source to get Eretz Yisrael, that the old Joshua, that was inherited from our father, he was the uncle, and this was the generation afterwards, that we see through all the stories. Now Yaakov was so Erlich, and he had to do love on, even though he shrinked. All that gave a step of Christ on to be Yisrael, Yosha Kel, to be Asher, and that's how they went to Yisrael, to get Eretz Yisrael, and to get all the mitzvahs, and I promise, he was definitely doing that. So, that's the school of Bris Mila also. When we do the Bris Mila is the Pesach, the Torah. This meal is the best of the period. The person who has a best meal that opens up not only his fear, the physical forces of the physical body, but the lay, it opens up the period. Period is what it makes a person Yosha, which is what strains. The period is the guide for the answer that makes us straight. makes us yosher. So now it makes a lot of sense. But the Sefer HaTorah, which is the Tachas of Yosher, is given to the nation, and the essence, the Shad and Amidus of Yosher. We proved that we were Yosher. We proved through our Avos, who were the forefathers of our nation, who excelled in the Midus of Yashrus. They proved that they should be Zerichas, the Inn of Yashrus, of Yosher, and may have become the Torah, which is Yosher. And may have become the Eretz Yisrael, which is the place of Yashrus. And Mela, that's why the Torah, which is the safer, has the tears of Yosher. Because the people, the weapons of the Yosha, and the that land of Yon Yashua Sabbath to swell over them. This is the lesson of the first Rashi of the whole state of creation as them. This is a lesson for us of Isa. In our essence, we have this Mida. We inherit from our forefathers. Not only that, we have the Torah. The Torah is the Sefer Yosha. The Torah is the essence of the restitution. That's the top of the verse. And with that, we keep our inheritance as well. And with that, we keep our identity as Yidden of the time. You have to realize what the Yidden of the top is. No matter what we do in life, who is to be Yashua you just have? Who is to be Emmistic? Not to be Shnei Tachas. To know how to be a true Emmistic in Yidden of the time. Holy Emmist. Holy Yashua. And that was Zivra. I just want to end with a story I just told recently. Yashua Yahu Kamenet says the media said, Emmett to be fat. Yashua said he wanted to be always loud with people, not to any pain or fire. Because the story of Yashua Kamenet, how he once was invited when he was a rogue, or a younger man, was invited to Pesach to a son from his house. And he was nervous about the Yash, the Kashrus, he was nervous that the person was a little bit, he wasn't careful, the Kashrus, the person was paid now. He didn't want to curb more than he heard. So Rav Yaakov decided they had to figure out a way in his head how at the same time he could placate, because he doesn't feel good, he could cry and not hurt him, at the same time he had the situation. So Rav Yaakov told him, you know, the minute in many ways, the one he could brush, which is the lift for Shigidus. The Republican, he doesn't need to brush. And therefore, even though he'd love to come, he really does be saying to come, but he was so dumber, at the end of the day, he doesn't need to brush, and therefore, he won't be possible. The guy was way too good, he said it wasn't possible, he made the guy feel good. However, we knew his deed is, the minute he was throwing back, it was, the problem. But from that moment on, the rest of his life, Yaakov, even though he made a Dominican his family, never ate the block. Because once he had told his person that he didn't eat the block, he kept it as to be Yosha and to be MS, and as to take the word that came out of his mouth. He told Yashua's an MS to somebody that he allowed him to cry, so he could MS to Yaakov. The media of Yahweh became the throne, Yashua's impact. Your city business dealings, your dealings with people, your dealings with family, your dealings with our wives, and everybody. And we can get around things through shit, and lying, and food buying, and just white lie, and this type of thing. And to go a little bit, you know, crooked in our way, that's not our media. That's not the Torah that was given in order to enhance us, not media. And to give us a head to soil, which is exemplified that you say about that. Moshe Yoshua told the person says it's exactly the same as the soil. Let's be zero to the chadim to start the new year of that. Let's return to our roots. The chadim and our identity of Yeshorim. The Kudai Hashem Yeshorim, the Tam Kalei, the Yashua is created from many people. The Yoshua, the Yoshua is our identity. The Yoshua, the Torah itself, the rest of that.